About a year and a half ago, Xiara Saldivar Garrard, originally from Venezuela, moved to Tallahassee from South Florida, accompanying her artistic and life partner, Daniel O'Connor McCluskey. Ever since, various local walls have become a lot more eye-catching. That's because Xiara and Daniel's enterprise, Street Art Tallahassee, has been painting murals all over town, in places like the northern entrance to Midtown, the Miccosukee Land Co-op, Art Facility at Boys Town, the CSX Overpass on South Monroe, and a bunch more. And now they picked up a new artistic client, the Center of Tallahassee. That job is so big, Xiara says that she and Daniel can't do it alone.
Daniel and I, we want to introduce to Tallahassee different artists that we work with in the past and link them with local artists.
Each of these visiting artists will be assisted by two local artists who will essentially be apprentices and learn from the lead artist in order to perfect their aesthetic and technical skills. Now helping the McCluskeys, Xiara and Daniel got married this past March, with the Center of Tallahassee project is Puerto Rico's David Zayas. Besides his homeland, his work adorns prominent walls in places like Cuba and even New York City. His newest work is on the wall opposite the entrance to the School of Arts and Sciences at the center. Xiara's doing the translating.
First, we work together. We know each other for a long time virtually, and we work together in the design. Well, it's going to be close to the school, and between Kim Gabar, the manager at the center, and us and David, we work together with the design. And then once it was approved, he came here, and we projected onto the wall and started working the base of the mural and then the other faces.
The mural across from the school has an upside-down school bus that has plants and a small town growing out of it. There's a little boy, actually the grandson of the school's head, fishing for seaweed off the back of the bus. Nearby, a little girl rides a tortoise that's either flying or swimming. Whimsical, surrealistic imagery is everywhere. And artist Zaya says it has great personal meaning for him.
Bueno, es una pintura.
He says that this is also reflects his life. It's the second time he plays with the image of the bus, and it represents the theme of what we live in as a society in the actual times.
There's another giant mural in the alleyway just north of the school, and a third just outside the entrance to Dreamland Barbecue. Daniel McCluskey says many other street art projects all over town are on the drawing board.
As we've put up murals and have brought other artists together to see what their potential could be, it's transformed the way I look at the city myself. Now when I drive by certain areas, I can say, oh, who's going to be there next?
And Xiara Saldivar McCluskey sees the artistic transformation of Florida's capital city as a life's work.
When I die, Tallahassee is going to be the best place for art. I'm going to do my best.
In the meantime, don't be surprised if a small team of artists suddenly appears to create a swirling, enchanting riot of color and fantastic images on a wall near you. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.